Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is vegetarianism. This choice of diet is more common these days than ever, and today I'm going to focus on the health aspects of this rather than, say, moral reasons. I'm going to get a little more specific now and talk about red meat. This category includes not only beef and lamb, but, alas, pork, which is not white meat for these purposes. Time and again, if we look across many scientific studies, we see red meat correlating with disease, from various cancers to the usual suspect of heart disease, but even developing diabetes, which I think surprised many people. Saturated fat, the kind of fat in not only red meat, but also poultry and dairy products, also correlates again and again with disease. One answer to this problem, say its adherence, is to eat grass-fed beef, since by eating grass, the cattle will increase their proportion of the good omega-3 fats, which indeed does seem to be the case. Argentina would be a good place to look to see if this theory pans out, as the Argentines love their world-famous beef, which also happens to be grass-fed. Unfortunately, Argentines die from heart disease at a higher rate than Americans, if you can believe it. So the theory doesn't seem to be supported here. It's not smoking either, as yes, the Argentines smoke tobacco at a higher rate than Americans. But the Japanese smoke far more yet than Argentines, and have a much lower rate of heart disease than Americans. For the record, the Japanese smoke at twice the rate of Americans, yet have half the death rate from heart disease. While cheese is the go-to for many vegetarians, I would be careful, as these tends to be a lot of saturated fat in this also, so choose low-fat varieties. I'm not suggesting everyone should be a vegetarian, as many people do well with the protein meat provides, and indeed, many people struggling with weight issues do often succeed better by including lean meats in their diet. Vegans, those who avoid all animal foods, must be careful to have a source of vitamin B12, which is only found in animal products. Calcium is also a crucial mineral to have, so if someone avoids dairy, they should be mindful to get this mineral from sources such as leafy greens, seeds, nuts, and their butters, or a supplement. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.